Hi, my name is Gory Clouds, and I'm 34 years old this year, and I've been doing cosplay since 2019. Yeah, more introductions.
I am Flickr cosplay. I'm interested in this field for 7 years, so since 2018.
My name's Sayo, and I've been cosplaying for almost 12 years now, I do believe. And one of my first cosplays was Go Matsuoka from the Free series. Well, it's an old series, so pretty much.
Regarding the first cosplays, because you just mentioned that, my first cosplay was, technically it was Rey from Star Wars, but I made this costume when I was going to the premiere in the cinema. But the actual cosplay, when I knew what a cosplay is, was Ken Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul, and I didn't even know that you have to style a wig or something like that. So.
My first cosplay also was from anime series from Aeon Exorcist. I know it was Shura Kiragakure. It was a lady with nice sword, and I needed to do the sword.
You
And
like the
I like the props. I
sword.
like doing these constructions, those weapons. But don't worry, they are safe from EVA foam or different stuff.
We have to be safe since sometimes working with cosplayers at the level that we actually currently work with, it might get a bit toxic. So we have to be able to put some safety measures first, like goggles or a breathing respirator or basically just anything so that we can protect ourselves and our cats.
Yeah, it's important to say we make our costumes
Oh, yeah.
first.
We're all handmade players.
Yeah, right now we all three of us, we're making our cosplays from scratch, so we have to buy fabric and do the pattern and basically, yeah, start everything from nothing. But I think for all of us, when we first started, our cosplays were just like redone and retouched clothes that we found in our closet or something from the secondhand store, just repainting some old boots, changing something. So yeah, if you want to start cosplay, you can just open your closet or ask your friends, ask your mom, maybe she has some old
Or
clothes
your grandma.
that will fit your cosplay. So yeah, you don't have to start like,
From
yeah,
scratch.
from
Yeah,
scratch
it's
at
not
the
even
beginning.
possible, to be fair. It's always best to actually go and search through the thrift stores, and it's much easier to actually start that way since you don't have to pay much. Because cosplay might get expensive when you go and do things on your own. Thrift stores are one of the best things that can happen to you when you're starting out cosplayer.
Yeah, and also in cosplay, we play and we also make performances in
Yep.
our costumes. We love to do it.
Oh,
We
yes.
love to express our characters, feelings, and funny faces, expressions.
It's pretty much like on the Eurovision. You have 3 minutes to make a show and you just milk it.
Yes. Or 3 minutes to shine. Oh.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, we're doing an interview.
So yeah, if there is a character you love, and it doesn't matter if you are 19, if you're 20, if you're
34.
over 30, like myself, yeah, if there is a character you love or you loved as a child and you always wish to be them, you can do it with cosplay. And yeah, you can dress like that character, act like that character. And also, I think we can all recommend going to cosplay or fantasy conventions
Yes.
in your city or anywhere around so you can meet other people. If you have any questions, ask other cosplayers how to do something, where to buy something, how to start and stuff like that. Like, we all help each other because back in the old days, that was the only way to like get any information about how to do cosplay, where to get wigs, fabrics.
There
And
were no
still,
tutorials.
to this day, like, if you can't find something, you're gonna ask your friends and they're gonna be like, oh, there is this one little store in my village. And they have that fabric that is going to be perfect for you.
That is
Or,
the best thing
yeah.
ever. Connections. But seriously, connections made through cosplays are one of the best things that could ever happen to us since we are all skilled in something and we all specify our work. And this actually also helps not only with cosplay, but also with household chores.
Yes.
Yes.
I actually learned how to reinstall the wooden floor that's in my apartment just because I worked with that. And I have tools for that because of cosplays.
Yeah.
Oh, and also if you start making your own cosplays and especially props, fun fact, Leroy Merlin and Obi and all those household goods stores will be your favorite stores.
Yep.
Castorama.
Yeah.
Walmart. If you are from America, pretty much every single craftsman store, but do not go to Joann's. Joann's is expensive. You can find things. It is. It's closing down, actually. So, and it's going to be hard.
But yeah, if you want to start doing cosplay, do it.
Just do it.
Talk to other people who are doing it. And don't be afraid to ask questions because we all started somewhere.
Exactly.
And we are like, we're still learning. Like, doesn't matter how many years we do this thing. And if you don't have a chance to go to the convention because maybe you missed it in your city and you can't afford to go to another city, there are some Facebook groups or you can even message some cosplayers on Instagram or something. Exactly. We don't bite. We're just busy, but give us some time and we will probably reply if you have any questions, how to start, where to find something.
Exactly. There's almost no gatekeeping in the cosplay community since we all want to help as much as we can.
Yeah.
Also, I can say a funny thing, like, because I realized that lots of people think that they are like too old or too serious for this hobby. On an everyday basis, I work in a big American corporation. I'm like on a higher position. And it doesn't matter. I'm still going to do cosplay because it's my favorite hobby. And I love the people who do this. Yeah, that's for me an interesting fact. What you can do outside of cosplay.
Interesting fact for me is that Reika, one of the most popular Japanese cosplayers, she's almost 60 now. And she still cosplays and she's still invited as a guest. Yep, she's almost 60.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
She is almost 60. We have met her in person and she actually doesn't look
over 30.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Exactly. Seriously, she's right after her 50s. So,
yeah.
She goes to the car.
Shout out.
That information destroyed you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because when you wear cosplay, like...
We don't know...
We don't know how old she was.
We are just a bunch of goofy people that want to goof around, so... Oh, and remember, all of the skills that you will learn for cosplay will help you in everyday life.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Social skills. Life skills.
Sewing buttons. Trying to do repairs at home. Everything.
That's the thing. Because I think we mentioned it like briefly, but during cosplay conventions and like anime fantasy conventions, there is a thing called cosplay competition. And where we can like present our outfits because actually we didn't explain how it looks like. We just mentioned it. So yeah, you get to compete in your handmade outfit, but most of the time you also have to prepare like a performance, like a scene, a short story that is going to be like 2 minutes. And it's amazing. Like, we love it. We love to watch it. We love to participate in it.
And we can participate and outside of our country to show more skills or sets. Or win something from the name of Poland.
We have a second
winner here.
Yeah,
second place from Lisbon.
Yeah, I managed to win in Lisbon in international competition. Second place for Poland.
2024.
Because cosplay is
CWM.
Yes,
we actually had the watch party at their house when they were in Lisbon.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So
it's like kind of a sport, we can say, because there are international competitions and each country is choosing like a representative and you have eliminations to be the representatives. And it's a big deal. Like whenever there is an elimination contest in Poland, like all of the people want to watch it. And we like, that's the best thing, I think, that we all cheer each other on, even if we compete against each other.
Yeah.
And then, and no matter who's going to win, we are always so happy.
Always happy, yes.
And then when they're going to another country, like, we watch the stream, we support.
And we swam the chat with pierogis, pierogi emojis.
It goes.
Polska górą, as they say.
Polska górą.
It's always swamp either with us or the Ukrainians. So
yeah,
yes,
that works. But it's good. It's actually very, very nice. Especially the applause after this. My God, yeah. This is the best thing ever.
Oh my, yeah, really. Like either you feel like the star of the world, or you feel like that for your friends who just won.
Yeah. And which is always so nice. And everyone cries and everyone's so happy. So unless you're cheating, then you should get disqualified. Yeah. But still.
But it really is like a Eurovision for us.
Yeah. Especially
like so many emotions.
Yep. Especially that there's a big chunk of people that actually take inspiration from Eurovision for kids like us, for example.
We should get the stage like Eurovision gets.
Oh, yes, yes, please.
For cosplay with all the lights and like movies.
I need it.
Oh, my God.
We should also be allowed to use fire again, but it can't.
We can't.
I want
no fire, no smoke, no liquids on the stage.
So you have to make it, and that's the best part of it. You have to actually imitate it, and everyone knows about it. It's nice. I love it. It's
nice. But it is exciting. You should really, if you have a chance, watch a cosplay competition.
I encourage you to do.
Oh, yes.
Cosplay if you want. Yes.
Yeah.
Cosplay is forever. It's fun. It's always fun.
Yeah.
Always.
I mean,
always. We don't cry when we do the costumes. Deadlines? I don't know them.
We don't cry.
We did not cry.
Can we cry?
I did not cry last week.
But yeah, we love it. So
yeah,
pretty much. But even if sometimes not all the things go your way, it's still good and it works out in the end. Remember.
Yeah, and I think with this hobby, there is always great like a support group, because personally, like, I feel that the friends I made within the cosplay community are something completely different than the friends I made before in my life, outside of that. Like,
oh my God, yes.
To be honest, I also think that all people that cosplay, they in some way an outcast in one point or another in their life. Like, they were either bullied in school or at work, or they were different, or they had different interests or something like that. And I think that's the thing.
We are open to everyone.
Yeah. We were all like outcasted for something, and we meet in one spot and we understand each other and we have the same hobby. So
we are just a big family of Jen goofballs. So
yeah.
Yes.
Welcome.
So whenever someone is having a breakdown or they think that they are not good enough, there is always a support group that is going to be like,
especially
shut up.
Exactly. And they just come through your door, they kick the door down and just like, I heard you were sad.
Exactly.
Yeah, it always works.
It's fun.
It's fun.
And we recommend it.
Aggressive. But we recommend doing cosplay, but just please be aware that it's all for fun. We do compete and we love competing and we love new people to competition, but still it should be fun. It primarily should be fun. It should be a hobby. It's very hard to actually make a living off of that, and it might drain you of energy. So it's much better to keep it as a hobby and to try and just have fun with it. And just for fun, it's something you have to love to do. It's a hobby. So you don't get burnt out from that.
Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Exactly.
Just enjoy.
What's us?
Yeah.
Jolly Salmon. We would like to show some Jolly Salmon. Who's sitting next to us. Then we have Kanto Cosplay over there. And then we have Pico Bella Cosplay, our cosplay organizer. And then we have King James Aka James, also known as Kingo, who's currently actually taking food for himself. So, he's not here. He couldn't be in this interview. So, yeah. Yay!
Hey.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions, you can DM us.
Yes.
Exactly.
Instagram.